This is Gohan from Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Ball Super, and you're listening to the After Hours Nerds podcast.
We're in this fun little time where it's what ends first, the NFL season or the school year. Thanks for tuning in to episode 51 of the After Hour Nerd Podcast. This episode is for the week of September 12, 2020. I'm one of your hosts, Gag, joined by me, my co-host, Dill. Dill, another great week in paradise, huh? How you been? Yeah.
Just making work. My rounds, working.
Yep.
You know, playing a little more Apex lately.
Did you?
I have been playing.
Is it a new season?
Yep, season 6.
Are you, you're a PC gamer, no?
Yep.
All right.
I mean, I play on my PS4, but.
Is it crossplay yet?
No.
Still not, huh?
They just said fall 2020.
Which is ending, actually no, it's kind of just started with October.
So I don't know, I'm hoping it's before, it's got to be before.
Well, it's supposed to come out for the Switch fall 2022.
Yeah, exactly, so, and when it does, that's when it's supposed to be crossplay.
All right, I'll never play that crossplay. If anything, I'll hook up my Xbox to play with you, but
yeah,
I won't.
Don't play on the Switch.
Let me see, this week I've been doing nothing but building furniture, so even I haven't played or watched anything.
You don't build.
Allen wrench and everything, I love it.
What happened to the Walmart?
It's you saw the two boxes, they're still there.
I see it.
That stock is still going. I'm trying to return them. They're not picking up my calls.
Clearly, you can only build stuff from Target.
I had a podcast poll this week, finally. First time I remember to do it in a long time. I said, which of the four champions from Breath of the Wild do you most want as a fighter in Smash Bros. Ultimate? Do you have a preference? Do you remember the four champions?
I do remember the four. That's the four dudes. They give you like their backstory.
And then you get their powers.
Yeah, I don't remember all four.
So there's Mipha, the female fish girl who had the long trident.
Yeah.
There's Daruk, who's the Goron. He's the big.
Daruk, yeah.
There's Yerbosa, who's the female with the sword and shield.
Yeah.
That's like the fan favorite.
Yeah.
The big muscle chick, and then Revali, who is the Falcon.
He's like the
with the arrow.
Yeah, he's kind
of a dick to Link the whole time.
Yeah, I actually like Revali.
That's who I want the most.
I liked him.
But according to the podcast poll, Yerbosa, runaway win.
No.
Which to me is boring because she's another sword user.
Yeah.
Like at least the other three give you some type of
versatility.
Yeah.
Different weapons.
The fans don't get it. All right.
Nope, they don't. That's why it's a podcast poll.
Assholes, man.
We know what really what it needs.
Number one and number two games journalists right here. All right, we're going to take a quick little break and be back with the news. All right, and we're back with the news. Quick news stories this week. EA adds Colin Kaepernick to Madden 21 as a free agent so players can use him in their franchise mode. Super Mario 3D All-Star is already 2020's second best-selling video game. A $10,000 gold-plated PS5 is pre-orderable this week from London-based luxury retailer Truly Exquisite.
Nice.
You buying that?
I already put the down payment on
it. Yeah, sell my plasma so I can afford it.
$10,000? Sell my car.
That's the first PS5 that's pre-orderable right now.
Yeah, I know.
Gold plate. First news story, big one too. Xbox Game Pass Ultimate now includes EA Play for free. Article by Owen S. Good on Polygon.com. Almost 100 EA titles join Game Pass's library for no extra charge. EA's library of games is now available to Xbox Game Pass Ultimate subscribers at no additional charge. Xbox Game Pass Ultimate and Xbox Game Pass for PC subscribers get access to EA Play's 89 games immediately. Access will also be good for subscribers on Xbox One, Xbox Series S, and Xbox Series X when those launch in November. Game Pass Ultimate costs $14.99 a month and includes Xbox Live Gold, which is usually about $10 a month, and Xbox Game Pass for PC access. EA Play, formerly EA Access, costs $5 a month and $29.99 a year. EA Play members on Xbox One get access to a library of 89 titles. They also get a 10-hour free trial for select new releases, typically EA Sports' newest launch, plus a 10% discount on any digital purchase of EA's DLC or microtransactions. Microsoft's announcement this morning confirmed both the trial and discount perks would carry over. Xbox Game Pass Ultimate Library currently offers 246 games to Xbox One subscribers. Titles enter and leave that library every month. When EA Access originally launched on Xbox One in 2014, EA said that any game placed into its vault stays there forever for subscribers. Some titles have been pulled since then, usually sports releases and usually for licensing reasons. Microsoft seems to be perpetually offering Xbox Game Pass Ultimate for first month for $1 to new subscribers. After that, it's $14.99 per month. Microsoft does not offer an annual purchase option, although some retail stores offer cards redeemable for multiple months. Wednesday's announcement followed Microsoft's notice that pre-order for Xbox Series X and S will begin on September 22nd. In addition to coming to Series X, cost is $500. The company announced a purchase plan. All right, I'm going to leave that because that's for our big discussion topic. But this is huge.
All right, so wait a minute. Let me get this straight. So if you get the Ultimate,
yep.
you get gold.
You get gold.
Automatically.
Yep.
And then you get the normal Game Pass.
You get normal Game Pass for your Xbox and your PC.
Yes.
And you get Game Cloud.
And it's only 15 a month.
Only 15 a month.
When normally a month of gold would cost you 10.
$10. So for an extra $5, you get, and this is day one releases. So when the new Halo comes out, you get it day one.
Yeah.
You get any first party Microsoft game is there day one.
Yep. Plus that EA Play, if it's $4.99 a month,
yep.
you only get so, the, if it's 20, I mean, that already, if you're paying that by monthly, you'd be paying $120.
Yep.
No, $60.
Yes, yes.
And the annual is only 30.
Yep.
So you'd be stupid to do monthly on that in the first place.
Well, so.
But now you're getting that plus the gold.
Right. So, yes, so it's no additional charge. This is just getting, and I'm looking at the games on EA Play right now, and it is Rocket Arena, Need for Speed, Plants vs. Zombies, it's FIFA 2020, NHL 20, Madden 20, Sea of Solitude, Anthem, Battlefield 5, older, sports franchises, UFC games, A Way Out, Unravel, the list just keeps going. Burnout Paradise, Sims 4, Battlefront 2. Right?
Crazy deal.
Mass Effect Andromeda, Titanfall 2. The list just keeps going. Because obviously it's, like they said, about 90 games. And it's all included. I wonder if that includes, I don't know. Yeah, I'm looking at it now. Crysis 3, Dead Space 3. All the sports games.
I mean, if you got gold by the year.
Yep.
And you got EA by the year, it's still cheaper.
No, so yes, but you don't get Game Pass, which is all the Microsoft games, and they still get third-party games in the Game Pass. Like Witcher 3 is in Game, like there's they strike deals all the time. Like GTA 5 is in Game Pass.
I haven't played that game in a long time.
But you know what I mean. You get access to these games that you don't have to go out and buy, or even just be like, all right, I can get this game used for a couple bucks. But you don't. It doesn't even matter anymore.
89 titles.
So when you sit here and say, there's no first party big title coming to the Xbox at launch, it doesn't matter because you have 600 games at your disposal that aren't going to cost you anything extra.
Yep.
Which is an insane deal.
No, the deal is crazy.
It's so crazy. I don't think people fathom how insane this is.
Yeah.
Because this also gives you the Xbox Game Cloud, which is where it lets you stream it to your phone.
Yep.
So that's all bundled in.
Yeah, I feel like this deal is going to go unrecognized.
Unrecognized, right?
Unloved.
Yep.
And I don't know if it's people's love for Sony, but
they're
going to read this and be like, yeah,
that doesn't apply to me.
They're not even going to take the chance.
Even
to read it.
The brand, so like the new brand new sports games are the only ones in like the EA access that aren't included, I believe, but it gives you 10 hours of full play time.
Yeah.
And then if you like it, you also get a percentage to buy it. So you get a discount if you buy the full because you're an EA Access member.
Interesting. Xbox Game Pass Ultimate.
With EA Access now.
It's definitely Ultimate.
Yeah.
I don't even have gold anymore, so I might have to buy this.
Right? Well, save it. Because wait until you hear the deal for where our big discussion topic is this week. Because they released all their info, and it's an insane deal again. Next story, Hyrule Warriors Age of Calamity revealed, releasing November 20th.
Gags is excited. Gags is excited.
I was at work, right? I was at work, and I opened up my Twitter real quick at break, and I saw, New Legend of Zelda announced. I was like, what the fuck? How?
Gags goes to his boss, hey, I need the day off.
I need the day off.
I got to get ready for it.
I'm touching myself tonight, yeah. This is by Donald Thera on Nintendo World Report. We can finally see what happened in the century before Breath of the Wild. A new Hyrule Warriors game is going to tell the story of the Great Calamity later this year. Hyrule Warriors Age of Calamity is now available for pre-order with a launch date of November 20th. Designed to tell the story of the events that led to the state of Hyrule in Breath of the Wild, this new adventure is developed by Koei Tecmo in association with Nintendo. Link, Zelda, and more are listed as playable in the game, including the four champions from Breath of the Wild. Pre-ordering the game digitally will unlock the Lucky Ladle weapon. The standalone trailer indicates more information about the game will be available September 26th. That's the Tokyo Game Show. Koei Tecmo has a little panel in it, so I'm assuming that's where we're going to get more details. This is crazy. This is the first time a Legend of Zelda story is going to have a trilogy.
Yeah.
They don't usually get sequels either. They're usually different.
A sequel prequel.
Yeah, so it's... Cause,
I think it's interesting that they're doing this.
Yeah.
Because they talk... That's all you hear about in
the game.
Wild. There's all the flashbacks.
It's just, yeah.
And memories. Mm-hmm. And now you're going to get the little pieces of the puzzle that
yes.
just didn't make sense.
And I love the interaction between the four champions
oh,
in
yeah,
the original.
Like the champions.
So if you get a full... And they're playable
and
in
now
this.
They're going to be you know,
yes.
a lot.
If yeah. doing something.
They're not going to be dead. Just giving you hints.
I am so... And the fact that they announced this... Because this is a big deal.
Oh, yeah,
especially...
Absolutely.
Breath of the Wild is the highest selling Legend of Zelda game ever.
And I feel like we didn't hear anything about this.
Nothing.
No.
And it just dropped.
I feel like we were talking about, you know, what the next step would be in that franchise.
Yep.
And now they're going back.
Yep.
Which I think is interesting. And it gives them a little bit more time to work on what they've
Breath of the Wild too.
Sequel,
yep.
Yeah. Exactly.
If you think about it too, Breath of the Wild, first Legend of Zelda to get DLC, and it gave you a DLC story
yep.
and other challenges. Now it has a prequel.
And it's a long game to begin
yep.
with.
Yep.
It's not an easy
yeah.
game. It's
oh,
not a
yeah.
quick game.
And this is a Warriors game, so it's one
yeah.
of those, you know what I mean? You
yeah.
kill like hundreds of people
oh,
on the battlefield.
Yeah, thousands.
Which
the
is
more died to the people on the battlefield.
It's happened. Yes,
much.
Yeah. This is going to be wild. I honestly cannot believe they did. And the fact that it's like, so when they announced it and I'm watching the trailer, I'm like, okay, so it's probably early next year,
yeah.
mid next year, and then they're like it's November 20th.
Like 2 months.
It's like, what the heck? How did this not leak?
Gags knows what he's doing with his vacation.
Oh,
time
my God. It's going to be bad. I had actually just beat the first Hyrule Warriors
yeah.
On the Switch probably a couple of weeks ago.
That's the one that we were playing.
Yes.
A long time ago, right?
Yeah. So I got the definitive edition.
Into that game.
It's a very there's so much content in that game.
We just kept fighting,
yes.
fighting and fighting.
So I can't believe how long this is gonna be.
Oh man, this game. Do you think it's gonna be longer, like more?
I don't think so. I think
even that game, I think it took me 70 something hours.
Yeah,
I didn't even do everything that you can do.
So this one's too. Like it's already it's canon. Like you can't, you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
the first Hyrule Warriors is not canon. It's its own made up story. It's almost like Avengers
yeah.
where they're bringing all the timelines together.
Yeah, yeah.
This one is actually canon, important to the story.
Very important.
Yeah.
Story.
So I think it's going to be a more focused and shorter story.
Yeah.
And they've shown a ton of cutscenes already too. So you know it's going to be heavily story focused.
Oh,
yeah. And again, it's one of the first Zelda games with voice acting.
Yeah. No, that game was nuts.
So
that really took Breath of the Wild to another level.
Yeah.
One of the first Zeldas to really pull me in.
Yeah, I'm super excited for this. I think it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Might have to dust out the old Switch.
Yeah, yes, sir.
I finally found the charger, so
I say me and you, before this game comes out, try playing Breath of the Wild again.
I'd have to go buy it. Is it still $60?
Oh, it never goes on sale, bro. It never goes on sale.
Damn you, Nintendo. You could
borrow TAs.
Who?
TAs.
Who?
The myth?
The what?
I honestly don't know if he's still alive. He hasn't texted me in a while.
Haven't heard from him.
Kid number two
him.
Took him out.
Yep.
All right, next news story. Ubisoft Forward held its September event. Here are the biggest announcements in games. This is from Steve Watts and Gabe Gerben on GameSpot.com. So first, there was Far Cry VR. I'm not a VR guy. Have you?
I've been hearing from a coworker at work that he has the Oculus Quest. Which is all—it's
mm-hmm.
all wireless, so you don't plug it into anything. You just put the headset on, and you just grab the handles and
yep.
you just play.
Which I think they need for
he
VR.
He says it's the funnest thing he's ever
yes.
played. He says it's so realistic you don't even feel like you're in the world. He's like you feel like you're in the game.
Yeah, he definitely uses it for porn. From that description, he's no, using it for porn.
He actually has a game on it. It's by the creators of Rick and Morty.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
It's called Trova. Something
yes,
like that.
Trova saves the world or
and
some shit like that.
Just
or universe.
Like Rick and Morty.
Yep.
They even have Rick and Morty's voice actors
yes.
in the game.
Yep.
And he's like, you just run around and kill a bunch of people, and it looks dope. I looked at the
I've
trailer.
Seen so many Let's Plays of it of
yeah.
people just fucking around in it.
It looks dope.
Yes.
But if I'm going for VR, I'm going vert, like
mm-hmm.
the wireless vert.
Yeah.
I would want to get the Oculus Rift
the
now.
Biggest complaint I always hear about VR is all the wires and setup.
Yeah, exactly.
And again, you're flailing your arms around. You're going to wrap yourself up and kill yourself.
That's why he says it's so convenient because
yep.
you just put the headset on. You know, you already have everything charged up. You just go.
I think the biggest barrier to VR right now is still the cost because it is still a very expensive
I'm pretty sure he said that the Rift was only... He got, like, a bundle. It came with a couple games and an extra controller or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
He said it was only, like, $300 or $400.
That's not too bad.
It's really not bad at all.
When I remember when it first launched, like, even the PS4 VR.
Yeah,
it was... And you still needed a PS4. So it's a very expensive barrier.
Even the Rift, when it came out, I think it was, like, $500 or $600.
Yep.
And you had to plug it all in. You had to have a PC.
Yep. But exactly.
It has an app on the phone. You can download games right from your phone, and it mm-hmm. goes right to the VR.
Huh.
So I find it pretty... It's yeah. pretty easy and simple to use.
Well, VR is going to probably take over, you know.
At some point, yeah. It's going to be all VR, I bet.
All right, so the Division 2 is getting a new mode called the Summit, exclusive to Warlords of New York owners. This new mode tasks players with climbing up a skyscraper for a climactic battle on the top level. It'll be the most challenging mission in the game, but there are multiple difficulty levels to choose from. We got our first look of Immortals Fenyx Rising. Now sporting a new name, Immortals Fenyx Rising was shown during Ubisoft Forward's main show. Trailer which we saw showed off a variety of monsters you'll be fighting, as well as some special powers blades you'll be able to wield. Combat will be fast-paced and acrobatic, bearing more resemblance to Devil May Cry than Zelda. You'll also be able to customize your own version of Fenyx. The game is out December 3rd, 2020. People have already played this, bunch of journalists, and they're saying it's very much Breath of the Wild, which I think is a very big positive.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I saw it. It does look very much like Breath of the Wild. It looks more customizable with more magical elements.
Yep.
So I actually am very excited for this now.
Yeah, that sounds... I mean, the gameplay of Breath of the Wild is spectacular.
One of the best. Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time remake.
I saw that.
Yeah.
People are excited about that.
Excited for it, and I've seen a lot of people have seen... Cause
I never played the old one.
Me neither. And I've never played any of them.
It looked like a dope game. I was actually looking at a trailer, the PS2 one. Like last week,
yep.
They were talking about the new one.
Yep.
And I was like, wow, this game actually looks dope.
It's one of those like PS2 games that are like people love, you know?
It's almost like, I feel like it's almost like those old Star Wars games.
Yes.
Like Battlefront.
Yes.
You actually just run around with your own guy, like the Force Unleashed or whatever.
Yes.
That's what it reminds me of.
Hyperscape is getting a new limited time mode that puts everyone at max level for loot, gives them faster health regeneration and faster crown victories. Turbo mode is available starting September 15th. The game is free now on Xbox One, PS4, PC. Have you played Hyperscape yet?
Not yet.
I feel like that's a game for you.
No, I'm still interested in playing it.
I
got my charger back for my Switch. I don't know. I'd rather play it on the Switch.
I don't know if it's coming to Switch. Yeah, it's... I don't know.
I'd rather play it on. I thought it was already on Switch.
No. Actually, new Battle Royale came to the Switch. I want me and you to try Spellbreak.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that.
So me and you got to try that one.
Wait, so Hyperscape's not that game that we were talking about before?
Like
the Gears of War Fortnite type game?
No. Hyperscape is the fast-paced Ubisoft game where it's like London, but it's all like futuristic.
What's that game I'm thinking of?
Future.
Oh, Rogue Company. That's Rogue Company.
Yes, that's a good one.
Yeah, that one looked dope.
Rainbow Six Siege, alongside announcing the Rainbow Six Siege World Cup for summer 2021, Ubisoft brought Sam Fisher to the game.
Whoa.
This is such a tease because people have wanted a new Splinter Cell game for years now, and they're using Sam Fisher for everything but a Splinter Cell game, and he looks old as hell now.
I used to like the old Splinter Cell games.
I've never played one.
I only played one of them where he's like. The cover is him like hanging down with like the night vision.
Yes, that's such his iconic look. Yeah.
It's the only one I know.
Is it very much Metal Gear Solid? Is that what it's?
In a way, yeah. It pretty much is, yeah. A little bit more stealthy, though.
Yep.
Metal Gear, you can kind of just run out and do it.
If you want to.
If you want. But that one, I feel like it's a lot more consequences if you were to just run out, run a gun.
This is big news. People have been asking this for a while. Scott Pilgrim vs. The World is back. Celebrate the game's 10th year anniversary. After previously being delisted from stores, you'll be able to fight the evil exes all over again for new platforms. Rock out on bass solos and battle hordes of baddies this holiday season. So we get the Scott Pilgrim vs. The World, the game complete edition. That launches fall 2020 on all consoles. Super famous because it's like a...
Is that not a movie?
It is a movie, but it's based on a comic book series. So this game is based on the movie, I guess.
Yep.
But... It's a.
I've never seen the movie, so.
Oh, it's so
I've heard
good.
It's a good movie.
It's one of those.
Michael Cera, right?
Yeah. Chris Evans is in it.
Oh, is he? All right.
He's one of the bad guys.
Oh,
it's pretty hilarious. The
Let's
movie.
Not talk about Chris Evans.
Dude's got a hammer.
After his little sneak peek.
Dude's got a hammer. He's
Respect.
The real Thor.
That's America's hammer. You know what I'm saying?
This game is super famous because it's been delisted and you can't buy it anywhere. So unless you already own it, You can't. So the fact that it's coming back after like 10 years, yeah. Everyone's super excited.
I don't even think I remember them making a game for that.
It's very beautiful. Like the art style is beautiful.
Wait, you said it was. It's 10 years old. The game.
Yes.
Wow. What was that? What did that come out on? PS.
PS3, Xbox 360.
And Xbox 360.
Right? Yes. Watch Dogs Legion. Watch Dogs Legion is out next month, and Ubisoft revealed that the artist Stormzy will be participating as a playable character in the game. The game's themes of speaking the truth to power fit with his song written in ethos, as well as the London setting. He will have his own Fall on My Enemy's mission in the game, as well. Aiden Pierce from the original game will also be a fully playable as part of the season pass, and there will be a standalone DLC focused on him. I think this Watch Dogs Legion game is going to be a sneaky, sneaky huge hit when it releases.
This is the sequel. I've seen trailers of them before.
Yes.
And they look pretty dope.
This, the more I see of this game, the more impressed I am. You can literally play as anyone in the world.
Yeah.
And they each have their own like hidden abilities and talents.
Yeah.
As well as, so in the trailer they were showing there's a dude who's a, he's pretty much a hitman. He's an assassin. The only issue is he suffers from coughs or something. So in the trailer, he's sneaking up to kill someone. So they gave away. So you have to find someone who's a better assassin than him, I guess, if you want to.
A little comedic.
Yeah. It was pretty funny. And then they, the last surprise announcement for the show was Riders Republic, an extreme sports game showcased with a very short trailer. The game is an MMO developed by Steep Studio Ubisoft Agency. You'll be able to do everything from mountain biking to skiing, and you'll have a variety of terrain, including mountains, snow, and sand. It'll be available on current-gen and next-gen platforms February 25th, 2021. So it was like, to me, I watched it. I don't fully understand what it is, but it looks like a massive multiplayer online game where everyone's racing down a giant hill. But it looked like there was like 100 people in it. So I don't know. It sounded like a cool idea.
Anytime I hear MMO, I think Sword Art.
Or Final Fantasy.
Link Star, we're going into the game.
Yes, see, sir.
They say MMO so much in that show. I feel like.
How do they say it in Japanese?
MMO.
Is it?
A Japanese MMO.
I guess.
I mean, I don't know how they say it, but that's how the subtitle is.
Yeah, that's it.
And that's what I read. So. that's the only thing I think of when I hear that word. Now.
Yeah.
It's just going into a virtual world.
What did you think? Ubisoft's little forward here, I think it was a decent show. It was more updates on things we already knew about.
Yeah.
Their big reveal at the end, like, it was cool, but I don't think it's really going to speak to anyone that intensely. I don't think anyone's going to be, like, even streamers are going to probably play it for a little bit and drop it immediately.
Yeah, I feel like streamers are still stuck on the same old games right now.
Yeah, shooters. Still
Battle Royales and shooters.
That's it,
COD,
man.
COD, Apex, Fortnite, still going strong.
All right, next, Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War Open Beta, Everything Ooh. We Know, by Austin Gosselin on Polygon.com. We finally got our first look at Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War multiplayer. The name is too long.
Take out Black Ops.
Multiplayer, thanks to a reveal stream where developer Treyarch let players know how and when they can play the game ahead of its November 13th release date. Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War will hold an early access beta followed by an open beta, which will eventually make its way to all games platforms, at least the ones that are out when the beta is released. The early access beta will only be available to players that have pre-ordered the game on the platform they're trying to play on. The Black Ops Cold War beta will start out on PlayStation 4 and will be open for one weekend. The PS4's early access period will run from October 8th to October 9th and the PS4 open beta will run October 10th to 12th. The weekend after Black Ops Cold War will go multi-platform for a beta on Xbox, PC, and PlayStation 4 on October 15th and 16th. The beta will be in early access for players that have pre-ordered on PC and Xbox One, while any PlayStation 4 player can jump in. Finally, on October 17th and 19th, every player will have access to the beta no matter what platform they're on. Previous multiplayer events include 5 maps, 2 new game modes, and several returning Call of Duty favorites. And around 17 unique weapons. They also teased zombies.
Yeah, I seen the little teaser trailer for that.
I can't believe how long that zombies mythos is still going.
Yeah.
Still great. Like, I love, like, just zombies in general.
Yeah.
But the actual story that's behind it is just ridiculous for that stupid, like.
I seen someone saying something about that. They said it looked like it was a continuation of a different story. Like another zombie story.
Well, I think there's two different groups now that in the zombies mythos. I have dropped off the zombies. I used to be so heavily invested in it.
Oh yeah, I love
but
zombies.
Like, if I remember correctly, the whole zombies thing accidentally started because they were trying to create a teleporter, but when they teleported people, they came back as zombies.
Yeah, I didn't even care. I didn't even know there was, like, a myth behind that.
Yes.
I just like playing the zombies.
Supposedly, the little girl that you hear laughing was the doctor's daughter who accidentally ran into the teleporter when he was trying it, and that's how she got in it. And the bloodhounds are her pet dog who ran in with her. Well, it's ridiculous.
There's a new dog or whatever in every zombie. It's a bloodhound, a hellhound.
Yep. The little monkey things, do you remember those?
The monkey things. Yep. I'm pretty sure they were hellhounds and What was the little round whatever? Because they always pop up at like round 5 or round 10.
God, I don't even remember. And
I'm thinking World at War. I'm trying to remember, like, that was like the first zombie.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think of what the thing was. I think it was like a hell.
I remember we went to space in one episode, in one of the levels.
There were so many different like zombie things that they went with.
The PS4 getting the early access before is such a... That's such a Sony deal.
I'm confused. What is that, like 5 different betas for this thing?
So it's only the weekends. That's why. So they're only letting people play it on the weekends. That's why the dates are all broken up.
So when's the first day I'm going to get to play? So,
well, since you have a PS4, if you pre-order it.
So if I pre-order it, I get it the 8th and the 9th.
The 8th and 9th.
And if I don't, I get it 2 days later.
No, you get it, I believe. If you don't pre-order it at all, you don't get part of the. You're not part of the beta at all.
I won't even get the open beta that runs from 10 to 12?
No, the open beta includes Xbox and PC as well as the PS4. That's my understanding. I think they want you to pre-order it. This is such another one of those kind of techniques most companies have been using, is the pre-orders allow you to get to the beta. So it helps bolster their sales so they can say, we already have 10 million pre-orders, you know? And then they basically force you to give you your money before the game's even out.
Yeah, just to get a little five map.
Yeah.
A little couple games of demolition.
But people will do it.
Of course they'll do it. I'll do it too.
They got me. All right, another demo. Crash Bandicoot 4, It's About Time demo is coming next week. Article by Alyssa Mercante on GamesRadar.com. Crash Bandicoot 4, It's About Time has dropped new gameplay details for playable Bandicoot Tawana ahead of its September 16th hands-on demo. If you pre-order the game for PS4, PS5, or Xbox One, you'll be the first to play the demo next Wednesday, September 16th. Again, see? You need to pre-order the game. The demo will remain live until Crash Bandicoot 4, It's About Time global launch on October 2nd. In the demo, you'll get a chance to play as Crash or Neo Cortex and experience brand new quantum masks, including Kupuana Wa, that controls time, or Lana Loli, which lets you phase objects in and out of existence. There are 4 quantum masks in the entire game. They must be reunited to restore order in the multiverse. Everything is going to this multiverse kind of. That's like the new story to tell that everyone's doing. I know, right?
For Crash Bandicoot.
It doesn't look like Tawana will be playable in the demo, but the sneak peek we've gotten has a lot to be excited about. Tawana looks a little different than you might remember because she's actually Tawana from the alternate universe. She has very cool hair. She serves as Crash Bandicoot of the Ultimate Universe, a badass hero and the adventurer with an outfit I would generally wear. For more details on this iteration of Tawana, head to the PlayStation blog post. I don't even know who Tawana is.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't remember her at all.
Alternate timeline to deal with. I don't even know. I don't remember Tawana either.
I was never the big Crash Bandicoot kid growing up.
I just like that one game I had for the PS1 or PS2.
But they were all for the PS1, I think,
and
right?
I only played one of them, and I got all the way through. I didn't remember there being other ones.
Oh, yeah. Like, there's 3 of them.
That's what I'm saying. I don't even...
3 of them.
I must have dropped off after the first one.
Because TA loves them, and his girlfriend loves them, and then they love the Spyro games, too.
We used to play them heavy, me and my brother. Even Spyro, we played heavy. I had the first one.
Yeah.
But... The TD was just asking me about this yesterday. He was like, I want to play that new Crash game when it comes out. And I was like, well, it's coming out soon.
Yeah.
We'll be pretty able to damn play close. In like a month.
I'll tell you what, it's been a pretty, I don't know, for me at least, it feels like it's been a pretty bare, dry year.
Yeah.
But it seems like all these games are finally releasing, like, rapidly now.
I don't like how they're all releasing right when the new consoles get. Like, why am I going to waste my money on all these games for PS4 when I can just wait a month or two
to
get the PS4?
That's a good point, because I didn't bring this up when we were doing the UB Forward story.
Yeah.
Prince of Persia releases, what is it, January or February next year, right?
Yeah.
PS4. So the new console will already be out, but it's releasing for the PS4. I understand there's probably backwards compatibility.
Yeah.
But at that point, wouldn't you just make it for the new console?
That's what I'm saying. I don't like how they're doing this, dropping it for each console.
Luckily, like, most games, I'll say, some of them are saying no, are doing the free upgrade to the next version.
Yeah, so if you buy it on PS4,
you'll get it for the. But some of them are charging like an extra $10. I'm willing to pay that extra $10 if you need to. But
I'd rather just get the new system. And
yes,
spend the
wait
60
off.
Or
yes,
70
yep,
or whatever it's gonna be.
100%. But again, here's the talks are that the games for next gen might already cost $70.
Well, that would make sense if they charge you $60 for the PS4 and then they make you pay $10 to upgrade.
Exactly.
It makes sense.
So at that point, you're not really saving money anyways.
So, I mean, I guess in that case, it doesn't matter.
Yes.
But me personally, I would rather just wait.
100%. 100%.
I just feel like, I don't know, I feel like that whole upgrade, you know, scenario, just like, how are they really going to upgrade it?
How
do they just make that game better than, you know, what it is already? So
I think it's just better textures applied, better optimization. You have the SSD. It probably uses that or knows how to use that. You know what I mean? So
I just don't like the idea of trying to upgrade it to a...
It's probably just a fucking patch. You know what I...
That's what I'm saying. Like, what can they really do to make it up to the PS5?
Faster load times... That's the big selling point, I think, for this next console generation.
Sell my PS4 as soon as that PS5 comes
out.
Gone.
I'm not lying to you. I've been looking at the like trade-in values too, because I might just get rid of my Xbox
much sooner than later
and get like a new. And you know, GameStop is gone soon.
GameStop, I heard, is going down.
It's slowly and always going down, but it's like at this point, I don't even understand how they're still a business.
Me neither, because I feel like digital's taking over.
All right, so next news story, Shenmue anime series based on Sega game franchise greenlit by Crunchyroll and Adult Swim. This is by Denise Petsky at Deadline.com. Warner Media's Crunchyroll and Adult Swim are teaming up on Shenmue, a 13-episode original anime series based on the Sega game franchise. The co-production will stream worldwide outside of Japan and mainland China on Crunchyroll and air on Adult Swim's Toonami in the domestic U.S. Shenmue follows the journey of Ryo Hazuki. After he witnesses his father's murder at the family dojo, Ryo dedicates his life to finding the man responsible, a mission that takes him from the streets of Yokosuka, Japan, to the sprawling metropolis of Hong Kong and beyond. Soon he'll learn the larger mystical forces are at play as he trains to become the ultimate martial artist in his quest for revenge. Shenmue is co-produced by Crunchyroll and Adult Swim Productions, Sakurai Chikara, Season 2 of One Punch Man, and Naruto, directs with an animation production by Telecom Animation Film, and production management provided by Sola Entertainment. Video game creator Yu Suzuki is also on board as an executive producer. The first Shenmue game was released more than 20 years ago, and we're so excited to be working again with Adult Swim to bring this franchise to life through anime, said Sarah Victor, head of development Crunchyroll. We're eager to show our fans more of this action-packed adventure series as we move through production. The world of Shenmue is fascinating and unique, and we are so excited to partner with Yu Suzuki to bring his epic creation to anime and make a kick-ass martial arts epic, said Jason DeMarco, SFVP, creator-director on air for Adult Swim. Crunchyroll and Adult Swim Productions also have teamed on the recently announced Fena Pirate Princess. I have no idea what that is. An original anime series.
Yeah, I know what that is.
Is it any good?
It's new.
Yep.
TT, he just had me look at the trailer. It looks okay.
So this is the same team that's going to be doing it. So that
animation
sounds hopeful.
Animation-wise, look good.
Good. All right.
Storyline was a little, just because it was a trailer, but I did hear about this recently.
Good. An original anime series set to premiere on Adult Swim's Toonami and Crunchyroll in 2021, and Blade Runner Black Lotus, an animated series inspired by the Oscar-winning movie Blade Runner 2049 for Adult Swim's Toonami. So you're a huge Shenmue fan, are you not?
I played the original game when I was really young.
Right, because...
And I literally just said this last week, and when I heard about this story, I texted the group chat and I said, yo, I was like, would you not agree that Shenmue would be a good anime? And he was like, yeah, the storyline just fits an anime storyline.
Just
literally, you literally watch your dad get killed in the first 2 seconds of the game.
Mm-hmm.
These dudes just walk into the dojo and they just destroy him. And then you spend the entire game trying to find these killers. It has a perfect anime storyline too.
So not only that, Shenmue is 3 games long
now.
Yeah,
the new one just came out.
I think 2019. It released, last year. Yes.
That was like a 17-year gap.
Yes, and the crazy thing is, I believe the creator of Shenmue has said after the third one, Ryu's story is about 30% done. which is ridiculous.
Does that mean they're going to dive into the other 70% in this anime? Like,
I don't think so. I think this is going to be from the start.
Do you think there's going to be another... Oh, no, they're definitely going to do it from the start. But
yes.
How long are they going to continue?
Right, you're right.
Are they going to get up to that 30% and stop? Or are they going to go past that 30%?
So I think, personally, this might be an easier way to just tell and release the full story. Because, like you said,
play all three games and get the breakdown.
Yes.
Because they'll just give it to you all in two
seasons.
Yes,
and even Shenmue 3, if you look at the reviews, they're very lukewarm. And they say they feel like the original game, which is not a good thing. Because how old is the original game? You know what I mean?
Like, over 20 years ago. The game was, for back then, the game was smooth, I thought.
It was very...
my brother used to play that a lot.
Yes.
He used to just sit there and watch.
But it was very, at the time when it first released, it was very, how do I say that? Like, not inspirational or like, it was like a completely new game at the time.
No,
you know what like,
I
it was like?
I feel like that was one of the first games that allowed you to like go around.
It's almost like a free world.
Yeah,
like
it's like a free roam and you're just like a martial artist guy who just beats
the crap out of everyone.
And you're just looking for your dad's killer.
And I still don't think you know who he is. Do you even find out who he is in the first one?
I think at the end of the first one, you still don't know who he is.
I don't think
or
you know.
If you do know who he is, you haven't beat him yet.
Yes, because again, there's
even know
three
if
of them.
They get to him in two.
They don't.
So.
You don't get to him in the third one.
Like it was a long game back then too, to try to get to figure out who that was.
So,
and you had to learn a lot. You had to train a lot. You had to get strong.
And
that
if
was
you
a harder game.
Shenmue 3 was a Kickstarter game.
Yeah.
So they don't even have like the backing of anyone financially. You know, like.
Yeah. I literally just read this last week, and I thought that was a good idea for an anime.
But you're right, because when you texted the group chat, TA was like, it's perfect for anime.
It has a great story.
It's probably easier for them to get the full story out, and we can actually finally see like closure.
Yep, 100%.
That will be... And honestly, the Crunchyroll like originals that they've come out with, I've heard are doing pretty good. Like, I still haven't seen God of High School.
That's going strong.
Tower of God, I really enjoyed.
So good.
So the webtoon kind of like...
They're also bringing Nobilis now, too.
No, I still haven't seen Nobilis yet.
They put a little OVA on Crunchyroll, but when that comes out, I think that'll be really interesting, too.
So the Crunchyroll, like, original... Well, I don't want to call them originals, but, like, they're the ones taking on the work for them.
Yep.
They've been doing pretty damn well.
Absolutely.
So that's what gives me hope for this as well. I do want to see, like... Because you have, I bet, in your head what Ryo looks like, right?
I mean, I have a base image of what he looks like.
So, what is he gonna look like in anime form? You know, like that's what I want to see
the
art style.
Similar, just obviously a little bit more enhanced now that they're gonna be able to like draw him and stuff.
But yep.
I feel like he'll look similar to what he does.
Well, if you remember the graphics of the original, they're blocky.
The question is, are they gonna try to make this anime like realistic to the show? Or are they gonna try to add like? Because I don't really remember there being many mystical forces back in that first game. Like, I thought it was more realistic. Like, you were just a normal dude.
Yep.
Just doing some karate and stuff.
But aren't you, like, in God of High School, too? That other show, you're like, I can't tell if
I still can't tell if they have real powers or not.
But so they could kind of go that route.
And I could see it almost similar to that art style, because they're very technical with, like, the kicks that they do.
Yep.
And the moves that they do. They're very, like, and, like, even one of the people that they're fighting in the tournament, like, Their style is like wrestle style.
Yep.
And they were doing real moves from wrestling that Spenny was like, I know that move.
Yep.
He's like, I've done that move before. Like, so they do use a lot of real aspects of martial arts and stuff in that show, which I could see them doing with this.
You're going to have to for this, because he's an actual martial artist, you know?
Honestly, I could see that first episode being the, you know, what happens to your dad right in the beginning.
Yep.
And I could see them animating that beautifully.
Yeah.
Because that was just a crazy scene in general, even playing that when it first came out. Like, just watching your dad get murked. It's like the first 10 minutes of the game.
It's like Bambi.
When you
just see Bambi's mother get shot.
You watch like 10 guys just walk into your dojo and just kill them. And you're just like, what the hell? I think you're a little kid, too. I think a time gap goes by.
Oh, is it?
As the game starts. Like, I think you're a little kid when he dies.
So you just train for, like, in anger for, like...
It shows you train, like, from a kid to, like, 16. And I think that's when you set out on your little journey. When you're a little bit older.
That's pretty funny. All right. I'm interested. We won't see anything probably for another year or two.
Yeah.
Because it just... And who knows with COVID how far everything gets delayed.
Yeah, I know. Delays have just been killing this year.
All right, and that does it for the news stories of this week. We'll take another short break and be back with our big discussion topic. All right, we're back with our big discussion topic. Big discussion topic of the week was supposed to be the Xbox Series X and S prices compared to the PS5 prices. A lot of rumors that the PS5 details are going to be shared this week.
Yep.
Instead, at the end of this week, Sony announced a PS5 showcase event for next Wednesday. So that will be our big discussion topic next week. But this week, we've got so much information on the Xbox.
Yep.
It was pretty funny because it leaked early this week.
Yeah.
And instead of just being like, shit, Xbox kind of like played around with it and was like, you know what?
Yeah,
fuck it.
We'll
here,
just,
yes.
We'll just embrace it.
and they did it pretty funny. But this is the announcements we got. Microsoft on Wednesday announced that its new Xbox Series X and Xbox Series S gaming console will be available November 10th. So consoles released November 10th.
Yep,
pre-orders start September 22nd. All right?
Okay.
Now, the high-end Xbox Series X will cost $499.
Yep.
While the entry-level Xbox Series S will cost $299.
Yep.
Which is insane to get a next-gen console at $300.
At like $100 cheaper than what the current
That's the same
is.
Price of a Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
It's
like
$100 less than the PS4 bundle, right?
Right.
Now, which is crazy.
Microsoft will also be offering a financing plan. This is what I wanted to talk to you about.
Uh-oh.
That allows customers to pay for either console over 24 months, okay?
Yep.
So the Xbox Series S at $24.99 for 24 months. That computes to about $600 after the 24 months.
Yeah.
So you sit there and you say, that's $600 for a $300 console. You get Game Pass with it for all 24 months.
Yeah.
So that includes all those games that we've just talked about for 2 years.
Yeah.
Now, I did the math out. $14.99 over 24 months comes to about $360.
Yep.
So you're actually paying $240 for the actual console itself,
yeah,
which does not make sense to me. You're getting the console even cheaper than if you were to just buy it and get Game Pass alone.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why anyone would just buy the console.
Yeah, no, you'd have to do the deal.
Right?
Now, I was going to say, because I could just counteract this with my Best Buy card and do the same thing.
But you don't get Game Pass.
I get Game Pass, and then I'm just paying more.
Yes.
So, yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Now, same thing. Xbox Series X at $34.99 for 24 months.
Yep.
That comes to about $840 over the 24 months. Again, though, that's $360 in Game Pass.
Yeah.
So I don't get it. Like, you're getting, so that's $360. That's almost, you're getting it like $20 cheaper again?
Yeah, no, you might as well just do the whole bundle.
Right?
At that point, get all the games, get the system.
And the other thing is,
still pay less.
This COVID holiday, I don't know what it's going to be like. I nothing to me really screams that people aren't going to be spending money like they normally do. You think so?
I feel like people are still going to be spending the same amount.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
yes. Exactly. I've nothing to me screams that spending is slowing down.
Yeah, no.
You know, game sales are still going through the roof.
Still high.
I
feel like even more now, maybe.
Yes.
At this point.
I do understand that $600 additional financial aid was supposed to have ended.
Yeah.
And that might slow things down, but I still don't see it. Like, the numbers still
they
don't.
They already got 300 in aid, so.
Yeah.
Just improve that for three more weeks.
The thing that I think might be crazy, though, is if parents see this financing deal and they think, I can bring my son or daughter a new next-gen console home and all I have to do is give them $25 this month.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I feel like the financing, you know, opens up some options.
A lot.
Instead of for the people that don't want to pay full price.
Right.
And
because even I'm sitting here thinking,
I finance mine through Best Buy anyway. So,
yep.
But at least I get the games now with it.
But I'm thinking, yo, $25? Like, no,
yeah.
Like, I understand, like, I'm a civil engineer. I get paid, like, a pretty decent amount, like, a year.
Yeah,
like, $25 a month, I might, like, to me, it's like, I might just want to do this, you know?
The thing is, like, you're going to be paying that $25 for 2 years.
Yep.
I'd rather have it paid off quick.
So that's the only thing I was looking into. Can I
give you the option
to just, because I would straight up do that.
I let it ride for, like, a couple months, and then after, I just
get sick of it, and yeah.
Just waiting for that $25 to come out of my account.
Yep.
So I would probably just pay the whole thing off. If they give you the option.
But
I
didn't
see
that. Or maybe they let you just pay off the console dues, and you're stuck in at that $15 for 2 years.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah, and then you're just paying for the Game Pass.
Yeah. But even that is still worth it, I think, because you get the online and all those games, and you never have to buy a game.
I feel like you need that Game Pass.
Mm-hmm.
If you're gonna get the new console, you need it.
The way Microsoft is like carrying their new brand, right? The Game Pass is everything to them. That's the biggest distinguisher from Sony.
Yeah, that's what they want people to.
Right, they're like the Netflix of gaming right now.
Yeah.
And I can't believe it's not working as well. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like this is a very underappreciated.
I feel like just the Series S at $300 is
insane.
Big.
Insane.
It's huge.
It's technically spec-wise runs better than the new PS5.
So they gave us Xbox Series S, a list of Xbox Series S details included. It's an all-digital console. There's no disc drive.
Yep.
1440p at up to 120 frames per second. DirectX ray tracing, variable rate shading, variable refresh rate, ultra-low latency, custom 512GB SSD, 4K streaming media playback, 4K upscaling for games, 60% smaller, like, box than the Xbox Series X. Like, it is a pretty small box when you see it.
Yeah. I think the design's kind of ugly.
Oh, yeah.
But the only thing that I feel like hurts it is the SSD, but that's why it's a lower-end
yes.
model.
Yes.
And even that SSD, I mean, 512.
Yes.
Not the best, but the original PS4 only had 5.
So I also don't believe the Xbox Series S plays games at 4K.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of people upset because
4K.
Yes, quotation marks. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. So the Xbox One X, the console out right now, because the naming convention gets a little confusing. Yeah, I want to make sure I clarify. The One X has games that are called Xbox One X Enhanced.
Yeah.
Microsoft has come out and said, hey, those Xbox One X enhancements don't work on the Xbox Series S. So people are coming out saying, well, why is your next-gen console not as powerful as your current gen?
The lower end.
People don't realize, though, the Xbox Series S does not do 4K. That's what those enhancements are 4K. So it's not really news. They're just saying, hey, yeah, the 4K is not on this game.
Yeah.
It's still 1440p, which is going to be beautiful.
Oh, yeah, it's going to run beautiful.
Not only that, can you fucking tell the difference between 4K and just like really high HD? I'm not that guy.
I can't, only on TV shows.
Like, yeah.
I watch a certain show on Netflix, I can tell one of them looks way
better than the other, yep.
But others, like games and stuff, no, I can never tell the
difference.
Never. And my TV was 4K, and my games still look like they're running at 1080.
Now, I can tell better frame rates.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But at the same time, I couldn't be like, oh, this is playing at 60 frames per second.
See, that's the thing. If it doesn't give you the frame counter, I wouldn't be able to tell.
Right.
Because when I play on my laptop, you can tell.
Mm-hmm.
When I take my charger out, it runs at 60, and you can tell it's running at 60.
Uh-huh.
When I put my charger back in, it runs at 120, and
you can
there's
tell.
Nothing wrong with it.
Yep.
It runs so smooth that you would never be able to tell that there's lag or anything like that.
Which this says it does up to 120 frames per second, which I think
is crazy.
Yes.
That's really good.
Yeah.
But playing at 120 frames on a big TV compared to playing on a smaller laptop with a good refresh rate is very different.
Yes.
So it all depends on what you're
right, because like you're saying, a monitor screen compared to a TV screen.
It's all about. See, they give you the frames per second, but they don't give you the refresh rate. You don't know what your TV's refresh rate is.
Yes,
that
thank
compared
you.
Compared to my 144 hertz of refresh rate on my laptop is very different.
Yes.
That's why it runs so beautiful.
This is why I'm glad you're here for this conversation, because I don't do the PC gaming, but you understand that stuff. Because
See, I wish I could see what my frames per second were on PS4, because I feel like it's got to be like a 50.
Yeah.
That's terrible. 50's terrible.
Which is so, because to me, it doesn't matter. Like, what do you think the frame rates are on a Nintendo Switch? 30?
If we're playing Fortnite, oh my god, at least a 30, 40.
I've heard the Breath of the Wild dips down to the 20s.
It probably does, but those games you don't notice as much because you're not playing online.
Line, yes.
You're not trying to shoot people.
Yes.
That's where it really hurts you. But, no, yeah.
This says variable refresh rate. I don't know what the hell that means.
I mean, hopefully that means it refreshes very, a lot.
Yep.
Depends what the refresh rate is. If it's I don't know the exact hertz, like what you could get it in, but I know mine's 144. They said that's like top notch. That price range.
I don't.
And I've heard that if you want to go higher than 144, you needed to have something that is compatible with it, because they said that your refresh rate could be too high for the game.
And it just
too
doesn't
high
work.
For what your system's powering.
Yep.
And it would just be too. It would be gross.
Yep.
So that's why mine is perfect for like what I'm playing.
Yep.
Which is good.
But all that
for the lower end system,
yes,
I feel like is nuts.
And we're gonna get all these details on PS5 next week. But do you think they compare to this Series S at least? I would assume so, right?
I'd
at least the S.
I'd hope they're at least this or better.
Yep.
If it's worse, then that's a problem.
Now, we're going to get the... let's do this one more time. We're going to get the PS5. There's no way after next week's PS5 event we don't have a price.
We should have a price.
Price and release date, I bet.
Yeah, I'd hope so.
Now that we know this price, right?
Yeah.
What do you think the PS5 itself with the disc drive, so they're high-ender.
Yep.
What do you think?
Did they even say that they're coming out with a low-end PS5?
Well, there's a PS5 and there's a PS5 discless they announced.
Okay, so it does have the discless. So that's going to be like this pretty much, I'm assuming.
You think
the
so?
Lower end. I mean, if it's all digital like this, you know, Series S.
I think their discless, though, is going to be as powerful as the regular PS5, just without a disc drive.
I mean, how much more different in a price could you go with that? Then?
That disc drive, from what I understand, is a very expensive piece. So I'm thinking it's at least $50 cheaper.
Yeah, I mean, but the Series S is $200 cheaper.
That's, yes, I know. So that's why it's just, like...
I mean, the only thing that's hurting from the Series S and the Series X is that is the disc drive and the SSD.
Yep.
Because I know the Series...
Well, the X is also way stronger, I believe.
Yeah. I heard they have the same exact CPU and same exact...
I thought the X had more teraflops or whatever the fuck
that
is.
It has more SSD because that's a terabyte.
Okay.
And this is 512. So okay. Storage-wise, yeah, it'll be better. But I heard CPU and the way it runs will be just as fast.
Now, also, I want to bring this up, too. There is supposedly a rumor and leak going around that there is also an Xbox Series V, which is supposed to be a middle version between the X and the S.
I hope that stays a rumor.
Right?
I don't think we need a one in the middle.
All right, so here we go. Xbox Series X CPU is an 8-core AMD Zen CPU at 3.8 gigahertz,
yeah,
right?
That's
is
right,
that
right, yeah.
3. So 8.
I heard the other one's 3.8 as well.
3.6.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, it's not that much of a difference.
The GPU power, this is what I was talking about. The Xbox Series X is 12.5 teraflops. The S is 4 teraflops.
All right, so that's a big difference.
Yes. Now, the RAM, this is where it gets into it too, is 16 gigabyte GDDR6 RAM, 10 gigabyte GDDR6.
Right, so the internal storage is better too. So
yep.
Yeah, obviously, it should be like that.
So the performance target, here's the other difference. So for the X, it's 4K at 60 frames per second up to 120 frames per second. Now the Series S is 1440p at 60 frames per second up to 120. Yep.
It's just the difference of 1440 and 4K.
Yes. The storage is vastly different as well.
Yes.
It's a 1 terabyte storage compared to a 512.
Double.
Yep.
About double,
yep. But you are able to expand the storage with a proprietary expansion card that they do 1 terabyte.
So pretty much an external hard drive?
Yep.
Which is what Spenny has used for his PS4 right now.
And the leak going around for this right now is that external hard drive is about $150 to $200.
Spenny got his for like 60-something.
But this is a proprietary? Yes. Yeah, like that bullshit they
storage.
Do, yes.
I mean, they should do that at that point.
Yep, because it looks like a memory card from my understanding. Like the old memory cards.
Yeah.
But again, like, so a lot of the Xbox Series X kind of power and capabilities to me doesn't seem like it has that large of a target. They're like, when you hear like 4K gaming, all this, I don't care. And I would say I'm pretty much one of the biggest nerds there are.
Yeah.
But what I think the Xbox Series S is going to be is the perfect Call of Duty box.
Yeah.
Madden box for like our friends who just want to play games and get high and sit in their room. You know what I mean, though?
Yeah,
they hear $300, you get the new.
Oh, absolutely. It's such a cheap option.
Yes, you know
just
what I mean?
Something quick, especially if you don't play games that often.
That's exactly it.
Where it's going to hit.
That's exactly what I'm trying. And not only that, if you tell them, hey, $25 a month, you get the new box with all the games.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
I know, right? It's not a bad deal, though.
I think it's easy to sell these idiots on them. Like, so, like, and it should be. It really should be.
It just really saves, too. All the games that you, especially if you do like a lot of the games that are on the Game Pass.
Yep.
Those are all games you don't have to buy individually now.
And not only that, a lot of games that people play and that hit big, free to play already.
That's what I'm saying.
So, like, Fortnite.
You're saving so much money on games.
Yes.
That you wouldn't, and now you don't even have to go out and waste the time to buy them.
Yep.
You just have it all at your disposal.
Yes.
As soon as you get it.
Right. It's like.
It's,
You know how crazy Halo launch night is going to be when you realize, yo, no one has to run out and grab this fucking game.
I know, and then wait for a download.
Yes.
That. Like, but that's the thing, though. Like, if it comes out, like, are all these games going to be automatically downloaded?
Are you going to
sit there and install but them all?
You've talked about it before, how you can... I mean, Microsoft is better with everything. Oh, yeah. There's an app. You just go to your app, click download, and it'll start downloading for you while you're at work.
And if you have auto-update on it, it'll just do it. Because my PS4 will not auto-update.
But your Xbox does, you said.
Yeah, Xbox will. PS4 will only do it if you're in rest mode.
Yep.
So I have to keep my... I have to continuously turn it on.
Yeah.
And then see what my update's on. Put it into rest mode.
Yes.
And hope to God that it updates. But that's the thing. It can't stay in rest mode forever.
Why not?
It won't. It'll shut off.
Yeah, but that's you have an OG Xbox.
No, I'm talking about my PS4.
Oh, all right.
PS4, if it gets out of rest mode, my updates will not go. I have to go back on and wait. Xbox will just do it no matter what.
Yeah.
I go on, everything's up to date.
That's what I'm telling this whole like ecosystem that they're building, it's more than just a console now.
No,
because again, we're not even talking about the fact that hey, now I can stream these games to my phone and play when I'm not home.
Yeah. A lot of people like playing them mobile too.
Yes.
Especially for Xbox.
Yeah, like It's gonna be wild. I
think that that's a very big drop for that price, everything that they come included with it, and it's even just what we're reading right there. I feel like it's better than
PS4
right now.
Right,
it's cheaper. It's still
cheaper than the PS4.
Exactly.
I can't
because I literally Dev bought his PS4 for $400 like last year.
Yep.
And this is $300.
$300.
And it's better in almost every spec than that.
It's the same price of a goddamn Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
I understand the Nintendo Switch is a different audience, can do
different things.
But
for the same price and this level of what they're bringing us, I feel like it's big.
I think this is more enticing to that 13 to 18-year-old compared to a Nintendo Switch might be.
Especially because their parents are like, wow, $300 is $200 less than I spent last year with
PS5
came out. And then my kid will be happy with this.
What do you think, again, before we're going to get it wrapping this up, but what do you think the PS5 price is?
Now that I'm seeing these prices...
I think 500. I think
you think they're just going to go straight up?
I think they're going to copy them, do 500, and then I think the digital, the discless, I mean, is either 400 or 450.
I'm going to go...
I have seen rumors that people were saying it can be up to 600, but I don't think they can launch their console right now with all this news, especially with the EA access, because that must really hurt them right now, too.
Yeah, that must be crazy.
Because
they have really nothing to counter off with.
Spider-Man. They're like, oh, we got Spider-Man.
But another game we're going
to
pay full price
for. Again, actually, I forgot to put it in the quick news story. Kena the Bridge something, which was a PS5 launch title.
Yeah.
It was a smaller one. Pushed back to 2021.
Of course.
I think we're going to see like a lot of... Yes.
Just like every other game. If I'm going to... I'm gonna go 550.
550?
And then discless, I'm going to go...
500?
450.
450? All right.
I just think they always want to be a little bit above.
See, I think they want to match because right now...
I think they want people to think that, you know, since we're paying the $50 extra, we're that much better. Like, it's worth this $50.
That is a dick crazy move. That,
and that's Sony.
Yeah.
I really think they're going to be like, we're this much better. This $50, you're going to get double what they're giving you.
I think the only way... I think what would shift the conversation big time is on Wednesday... Right, next Wednesday when they have their PS5 event, if they say, hey, coming out day one is Spider-Man Miles Morales, and 2 weeks later, Ratchet and Clank, that I think is like shit. Like, those are two big time first party games, which we're talking all this great stuff about Microsoft. Really, there is no exclusive. Yes, there's no like big reason. Like,
well, maybe that's why they're trying to entice you with that price.
Yes,
100%.
Because imagine it was all this information, and oh, by the way, the new Halo is out day one.
Yo,
but it's not.
That'd be crazy.
Yes.
Then you know people would be jumping on.
Because no one has a game as big as Halo.
No, exactly.
I mean, other than Nintendo, Nintendo has their star franchises. Sony has a ton of great franchises, but
they
Halo.
Don't have anything on that level.
Yes.
That's been continuous since like the first PS.
Yes.
That's still going.
That's
Halo's still going.
Yeah,
it's been on the regular Xbox, and it makes it a new one
every single time. This
and
is
PS4 does not have that. They don't have a game that continuously goes. They have the Spider-Man games; they've continuously gone.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it.
Yeah.
And the, a Spider-Man compared to Halo?
Well, they got God of War. God of War was...
God of War, yeah. They, that one's another continuous.
They've got like Devil a quick... Yeah. Movie. Well, Devil May Cry is on both consoles.
But like I said, those are all more story mode games. Yeah. They don't give you as much to play as Halo.
Yes.
Halo, you got multiplayer, you got story mode.
Yes.
You got all the different modes and you can do. It's just a bigger...
Wait game. Until they reveal Halo Battle Royale.
Yeah, we already know. I'm surprised that hasn't come out yet. I'm sure that'll be like the new... Like, yes. It'll be like COD Warzone.
Yep.
You'll have Halo Warzone.
Yep.
And it's just a complete Battle Royale mode.
Actually, didn't they already announce too? I don't want to get this wrong, but I'm pretty... Halo multiplayer is free for all Xbox One X and S owners.
I didn't hear about this.
I think the multiplayer is free. Free to play.
What do you mean? How? On the older
system? I guess it doesn't matter because if you have Game Pass, the whole game's free to you anyway. I don't know. I thought they announced, but either way, like, it's coming. Like, it's.
You got my press here.
Yeah, I wrote in the prices so we can see next week. Didn't you said $550 for the?
And then I said $450 for the.
This all right, you want to? Oh,
you try to steal my guess, bro.
Take $450. I'll take $400.
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah. But yeah, I'm telling you, man, this PS5 event better like...
See, that's the thing. If Spider-Man comes out at launch, I could see them being like $50 more.
What if they bundle it?
They definitely will.
You think so?
If they bundle that, I'll make it $600.
No, there's no way. Absolutely. There's no way Sony can sell the PS5 at $600.
Yes, they can. They will.
I think it's
they
too
tough. They
give
you an extra controller in Spider-Man for $600, you'll take it.
Oh, all right. They give you two controllers and...
That's usually what the bundles do. They usually give you
two
controllers.
Which will be crazy because it's not like you'll need it.
No, you won't. But when you download the Call of Duty and Apex, you'll need the other controller if you're going to play a multiplayer game. I can definitely see them doing that with a bundle.
Yeah, it's going to be...
bundle, $550.
And there's no...
Because that'll entice you to get the bundle because the game will be $60.
Yep. Controls. 70 possibly.
So that'll make that if the price is $550 and you get the game, you're already spending like $620.
Yep.
And they're like, hey, why don't you just get the bundle for $6? Maybe get the bundle for $575, whatever it is. I think it'll be a little bit cheaper than it would be if you had to buy it individually.
I think we're gonna see the PS5 standalone, nothing with it, $500.
I don't think they're copying them.
I think they have to.
I don't think they will. I think they're hoping that people recognize
the name.
That their name and their gameplay, they have better games, whatever it may be, and they're going to try to get that extra money out. Because we already talked about it. It costs a lot to make those systems, and they need to make some money.
Some money. I think they're going to sell them at a loss.
They probably will. They were selling the PS4s at $4 plus.
Yeah.
So I think they want to maybe go like plus $50 this year instead of plus $4.
I'm heated. All right, we'll find out next Wednesday when they have their event. Thanks for listening to this week's episode. You can find me at Twitter at @AHN_gags and
Just
damn
find me
Dill.
In the streets, baby.
Find me in the streets. Thanks for listening.